Humans have had an attraction for antlers for centuries. We can't explain the fascination with those antlers that grow from the head of the males of the deer species. For the last 20 years, Trophies of Grace Ministry has been bringing deer mounts with world-class antlers to churches around North America. These displays attract many hunters from miles around that will come to just get a glimpse of a buck that they have dreamed of their entire lives. For some reason, God placed it in the hearts of hunters a desire for antlers, and today we'll learn about some of the biggest bucks of all times. We also hear the story of a buck that was tangled in a long piece of fence wire that was slowly killing him. The buck was the answer to a prayer without the hunter realizing it. The lesson to be learned from the buck is a mirror of what someone else once did for us. Join us now as we travel down the trail to adventure as we take a figurative look at the biggest whitetails of all time in God's great outdoors. Now here's your host, Dean Hulse.
Good morning. Welcome to God's Great Outdoor Trail to Adventure. We are in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and we are with a friend of mine that we've done some hunting together, done a little bit of turkey hunting, done a little bit of youth hunts, and a little bit of, I guess I haven't been on your elk hunts, but I'm with Randy Melchor, and Randy is with Trophies of Grace Ministries out of Green Bay. Welcome to be with us this morning, Randy.
Well, thanks for having me with you on your show.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, we've known each other for 6 or 8 years, I guess, and done some things with Trophies of Grace, and done some youth hunts, which has been a lot of fun with your grandkids along yep. with a bunch of other kids.
Yeah, it's always fun with bringing the kids. It's a highlight.
And they've grown up a little bit. I saw them a couple of weeks ago in O'Connell Falls, and at first I almost didn't recognize them. They grew quite a bit in the last
quite
year.
A bit, yeah. They help with setting up all the deer and taking care of things, so that's a good thing for them.
And that's a lot of work.
It is.
I've done that several times. Tell us a little bit about Trophies of Grace and where it got started, how it got started, and kind of where it's going.
Yeah, Trophies of Grace, our northern division is what I'm part of. That got started off of the Trophies of Grace that's down in Pensacola, Florida. So they have a barn meeting every month there and set up all sorts of wild game in their mounts in their barn, and they decided at one point, hey, let's take this on the road. And then they started helping churches with their game dinners, and Jim Panetti, who started up our division, thought it'd be a great thing up here, so he said, let's get going, let's get some deer and some trailers, and we started doing the same thing up here.
And I just heard the story recently. It's an interesting way that Jim actually met the guys that ran it.
Yeah, he was at one of the churches down there in Pensacola and was with a friend of his. And there was a big trailer in the parking lot at the church with a deer all over the outside of the trailer and Trophies of Grace written on it. So they went into the church, sat down, and listened to the sermon. And I don't know how much of the sermon Jim really got, because I think when he's got deer on his mind, he was thinking about that a lot.
I've been there with him when that happens.
Yeah, so, yeah. Yeah. So after the church service got done, he leaned over to his buddy, Eric, and said, hey, Eric, you got to point out the guy who's got that trailer. I got to talk to him. And he looked past Jim, and he says, you're sitting right next to him. So he was right on the other side of him, and Jim Porter took him out, showed him the trailer, and that's kind of how that got started.
God dropped him right in his lap.
Yep.
And from there, that was, it became a passion for him and still is a passion for Jim. You went from a few heads to how many, you have three trailers now?
We have four trailers.
Four trailers in the north. And, yeah. When I first met you, I think you had just put your second trailer out. So that's growing fast. And
yeah.
The need for it, I think, and the call for it, cause you've got one in, you have one in Michigan full time in Lower.
We don't have okay. one there. We got some okay. guys that are getting ready.
Right.
They'd like to get one over right. there, but they got to find a spot that they can put it in a heated area in the winter.
You just moved one into Illinois.
Yes, just
and
last weekend.
With Carl Parks is working with you down there.
Yep.
And Carl actually shares the devotionals every day from my book with some. He shared one yesterday morning, I think, and I put it out. And I wrote, that was one of the very first devotionals I ever wrote. was the one that he shared. So, and you've got one in Minnesota, or are the other three all here?
We've got one in Minnesota, but okay. Again, the same thing. We've got a team over there, but we don't have a setup where we have one of the trailers move
okay.
there yet.
Okay, so. I knew you had a team there. So, yeah. But you pretty much go around the Midwest as things are needed.
Basically, we've been from North Dakota all the way to Pennsylvania. And
okay. That's a lot of traveling.
The top half of the states, yeah.
A lot of traveling. I was in Pennsylvania last week to speak. Actually, I think in the same general area where you've had the trailer out there. And I was in the Harrisburg general area, and okay. I know you've been around yep. that area. But, you know, it's funny because I know you've got deer heads. You've got world records. You've got past world records. And you've got some amazing deer heads that if anybody wants to see those deer heads, they got to go see Trophies of Grace to see them, because you've probably got as big a collection as most. And the reproductions, just yep. so people know, but you'd never know. Klaus does an amazing job.
Yeah, the artistic work on the antlers is just gorgeous.
Yeah. Yep. And, you know, over the years, if I see a really big head on display somewhere, I look close, because generally you can tell. Close as I would challenge most anybody that's a hunter to tell the difference.
Yep.
So it's funny because I had the display. I brought it down to Gaylord, Michigan one year for a show and for a sports show. And I had it there. And I had somebody that had never seen, always wanted to see that Milo Hansen buck and had never seen it. And he drove all the way from Indiana just to see that deer.
Wow.
And men and some women too, but men that have hunted there's an attraction to antlers, like very few other things, very few other healthy things. And they'll come a long ways to see those antlers. And that's kind of the purpose of Trophies of Grace.
Yeah, we're out there just to help the churches draw people into their game dinners and meet some of the guys. We tell some deer stories, and I would bet we probably hear more deer stories from these guys when they come up to our booth and look at the deer and show us the pictures of the deer they've been chasing.
When I was in Gaylord, I had a gentleman probably in his mid-80s, and he had hunted UP and where I'm from, and had hunted the UP from a boy on when they were taking train up into the backcountry back then. And I heard stories for an hour, and he had pictures in his wallet, like most of us have our kids and grandkids. I didn't have those, but of deer he had killed in past years. So we're gonna talk about one of those deer you have in the, maybe more than one, but one of them you have in the trailer. It's not in the trailer actually, generally I don't think, but you do bring it out to some in a minute. But we're gonna take a quick break, and Adam's gonna tell our listeners how they can become more involved with God's Great Outdoors, and then we'll get back on it.
For the last 26 years, God's Great Outdoors Trail to Adventure has been broadcast out to win men and women, boys and girls, to Jesus Christ. This is only possible because of the generosity of our listeners. Thank you to all that have generously supported us in the past. God has blessed us because of you. We pray that you will feel His blessings as well. Additional underwriting support has been supplied by Matthews Archery, the leader in the archery industry, Mission Archery, the revolutionary crossbow technology, Three Rivers Archery, supplying everything that you need to make your own traditional archery equipment, and Hunter's Safety Systems. Saving lives is what we do. God's Great Outdoors has produced many ministry tools, including tracks, DVDs, and books to help you reach others for Jesus Christ. You can access these items and other God's Great Outdoors items, as well as much more, at our website, ggoutdoors.org. That's ggoutdoors.org.
Welcome back to Trail to Adventure, brought to you by God's Great Outdoors. We are in Green Bay, Wisconsin, with Randy Melchor from Trophies of Grace. I wanted to talk a little bit about one other buck that doesn't travel all the time with you.
Nope.
And but I want to share that story because it's probably one of the most amazing stories. First of all, do you know how many heads that you take out altogether?
We've got 50 of them that go on our trailers
okay.
right now.
Okay. 50 different ones. And yep. you've got some duplicates of some others that, you know.
We've got a few duplicates so that we can keep certain deer on most of our shows, like our new world record non-typical archery buck.
Yeah.
The Mafuzla. That one's, we've got four of those, so we got them on each trailer. So
right.
Can,
and, That's an amazing buck.
Yeah.
And a great taxidermy on that one too. Curtis Cook did those and I think did an amazing job. And, but yeah, that one's a special buck. And that one I've actually written about, actually a lot of those bucks I've written about. I think I've got about 60 stories written, and that's something that you guys have, that you take out with you. I should mention is you've got devotional books that you give out or sell some things as well. And, we tell the stories of those.
Yep.
There's one other buck that doesn't travel all the time with you.
Nope.
And, but I want to share that story. So why don't you share the Sinwire buck, is an unusual name for a buck, but the Sinwire buck and that story.
Okay. Yeah. That's a hunt of, Terry Baxter. He was hunting in Iowa and, was heading out that afternoon with a friend of his to go for the evening hunt. And they got partway out, and they were looking around under a brushy area, and they could see a buck laying there. So they decided, hey, let's just see how close we can get. They knew it was too small to take, so they just wanted to say, we'll walk over there good and slow and just see how close we can get to him. Well, as they got to him, the buck got up and started to run, and they could see something was wrong. That buck had 10 feet of wire fencing wrapped around his antlers. And as he ran, it was getting caught on everything and jerking him. And Terry knew that this buck was in rough shape. He could see it didn't have any meat on its bones. It probably hadn't eaten for a while and was probably ready for the coyotes before too long. So he took off running and grabbed his bow, knocked an arrow, and when that buck got caught on some brush, he launched the arrow and actually hit the buck. But the buck broke loose, took off, and went through amazing territory, up hills when you would expect it to be going down, through fences with that 10 foot of fence wire on its antlers, and just went like crazy in incredible directions.
Someone that has a coveted tag for that area generally wouldn't shoot a buck in that class, but it was really it was a action of sympathy for that deer a little bit, and because that deer wasn't going to make it.
Yeah, it was not going to make it.
So they tracked it. Him and a buddy tracked it for a while.
Yep. And then they decided they're going to just stop and they're going to go back. It went up a big hill, and they thought, well, let's go hunt our evening hunt, and then we'll come back afterwards and see if we can't find the buck. And so they got back, and he said they were in territory that was hard for them to walk on. But eventually did find the buck. Their big connection that they made with this buck was we are so much like an animal running with a wire stuck around us. You know, we've got things we're dragging in our lives that are making life hard for us and running away from God instead of running to God and seeing what could be done. So
yeah, and we drag those things behind us that we can release. And it reminded me, and as you were talking, I was thinking on this, and it reminds me of the verse Hebrews 12:1. And therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles us. And I've read the story, and I've heard you tell the story of the Sinwire buck, Terry's buck, and it is a story of dragging sin. It was like we drag sin, and we don't need to, because God sent his son for that reason, is so we don't have to drag those sins around with us and be drugged down. So the story has a happy ending. Go ahead.
Yeah, one thing that Terry had mentioned, he says, you know, before this hunt, he had seen us and met us a couple times while we were doing some events and loved the deer we had. And he prayed, God, you know, give me a deer that I can use for you. And he says he actually, after they found this deer, they drug it back down that hill, tumbling down the hill with it, all sorts of predicaments they got into there, got it back to the camp and got a good look at it, and it wasn't salvageable for meat or anything, so they just basically left it there that night. And in the middle of the night he woke up and think, man, that's the buck God wanted me to have laying back at that camp. So he got up, went back over there first thing in the morning and found that deer and had basically a half body mount of it. But it's something that really, instead of having this great big buck to brag about, he's got this buck that's proved that you know, we go through all the tangles in life and try to fight through them. And God's the only one who can help us straighten that out.
Right, right. And reminded me now of Jeremiah 29:11, where it says, and this is Terry's story of waking up, praying specifically, God, give me a buck that will make a difference for you, basically. And that's, Linda does that a lot, my wife, when she hunts, and she gets blessed by some big bucks, and I think it's because she's connecting it that way all the time. But Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. So God had the plan in that buck long before they set foot out that day. And again, like you said, it's pretty amazing that you guys are out speaking, and he had that done with no idea anything about trophies of grace at the time. It was just something that he saw could be used for God's glory, and how it's tied right into Scripture. So, but I know there's some other really amazing bucks. And what's your favorite buck in all your collections? I mean, out of those 50 bucks you see there. And you've killed some big bucks yourself, but out of those 50 bucks that are the collection, what's your favorite buck?
You know, I get that question a lot, and I tell people every time I look in a different trailer, I find one that's a favorite of mine because you just don't look at it as much. But the Jordan buck is my favorite of all. I mean, the story behind it and just the mass on that typical buck.
And it's perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, there's almost zero deductions, but there's still some deduction. And we've talked about this. I've had Jay Fish on who owns the Johnny King buck, which is a Wisconsin buck.
Yep.
The Jordan buck was a Wisconsin buck.
Yep.
And there's some tie-ins there. But the one thing about both those bucks that there are deductions. And the Jordan buck has very few, and it's still scored as the world record for many, many decades, actually.
Yes.
And it's since been surpassed by the Milo Hansen buck. But the Johnny King buck, because of the deductions that were rightfully or wrongfully, however we want to look at it, scored. That one deduction kept it out of the record book of its place that some people thought. And that's exactly what sin does for us. You know, we talked about the sin wire buck and what it was. And we talk about, I had Aaron Shear on a show, and we talked about archery being a sin, sin being an archery term and missing the mark. And because of that one deduction on the Johnny King buck, unlike the Jordan buck, it kept it out of the record book, and that's for us. I mean, we can't, because Romans 3:23 tells us, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That's that one deduction.
Yep.
The difference is Romans 6:23 says that the wages of sin is death. So we deserve to die because of that and be out of the record book forever, out of God's record book that He talks about in Revelation. That wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ paid that price, and no more deductions. Now we've got, and we can look at that. Now we'll look at the Safari Club record book or the Buckmaster's record book, and they don't count deductions. So that's really the another example of what Christ did.
Yeah.
But that Jordan buck is a great story. It's, you know, the losing it or not having his knife, you know, shooting it with a rifle that today we wouldn't even consider going, you know, now we'd consider that a varmint rifle at best, and even that would be slim. So it's a great story. There's lots of great stories in there. I said my favorite buck is probably the Breen buck in there because it's another one that looks perfect. It's not as heavy as a Jordan buck. And actually, if you look at them side by side, you'd say that Breen buck is bigger.
Yep.
And it is in some ways, and the King buck, Johnny King buck as well. So it's, everyone is different. You know, everyone is like our fingerprints. You could find something different. They may look similar, but they are different. But anything else that you want to share? Because I'm at the end of the show, we'll do a ministry minute, and I will, again, I've done it in the past, but we'll highlight this ministry and how people can get a hold of you. We'll do that later on. In the ministry minute, but is there anything else you want to share about what you guys are doing?
No, just expanding is our big thing right now, and I ask for prayers because we're on the road at the worst time of the year.
Right.
I mean, with the snow and the ice and stuff, but God has blessed us to keep us healthy, and
you've had some health issues recently, and you're looking good now.
Yeah.
So.
Well, thanks.
But yeah, I will. We will share that because there's. It's a great way to get men and women both, but especially hunters of any age, sex, you know, it doesn't matter. They want to see antlers. And if a church is looking to do an event, or somebody with an outdoor show or something like that is looking to do an event, people will travel for a long, long ways to see antlers. And when they're there, if they're in a church and they're coming to see antlers, it's a great opportunity to share the gospel with them.
Yeah, and Trophies of Grace is a good resource, too. We like to talk to people, say, well, we've never done a dinner before, and I've got some paperwork I put together as far as here's some things to look at and how to organize it and move forward with things. Or, you know, I've talked to a lot of people who say, well, we're having a meeting tomorrow night. We'll discuss this. And I said, well, if you come up with something in the middle of your meeting, just call me during your meeting and we'll yeah. talk it out and help you any way we can.
And I do that same thing. I just spoke at a church and they said, you know, it was a new group of young guys that were doing it and said, can you critique? Can you give us some ideas? And I did that. And I've helped put many on very similar. I mean, similar paths with that. And actually God's Great Outdoors has a book put together, a whole pretty good sized book that gives that. So if anybody's looking for help, either organization will gladly help that way. We can also help you find speakers through Trophies of Grace or God's Great Outdoors. And we're running similar paths and actually combining some things that I think in the future God's going to use in special ways as well. So, but thanks for coming on the show with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
I'm looking forward to more times and more experience in the woods. One of these days I'll get on one of those hunts. I get invited to hunt with you guys almost every year, and every year I'm doing something else. So God's timing, if that works out. We're going to do that. But thanks for joining us on Trail to Adventure, and we'll catch up with you again.
Thank you much.
Time now for Dean's Devotions, Being a Trophy of Grace, 2 Corinthians 2:14. But thanks be to God, who always leads us as captives in Christ's triumphal procession and uses us to spread the aroma of the knowledge of Him everywhere. Linda and I, along with our sons, but mostly Linda, have put together a fairly good number of trophy mounts in our home and camp. These are similar to a football, tennis, or basketball player's showcase where he or she would display their awards. Each of the trophies on display carries a special memory or triumph in life. If today you know Christ as your personal Savior, you are a trophy of His grace. One definition of God's grace is this: the free and unmerited favor of God as manifested in the salvation of sinners and the bestowal of blessings. So as Christians, we can think of ourselves as God's trophies on display in heaven for eternity. Because of His grace, we are justified, purified, and His forevermore. We were purchased with the very blood of God's only Son, read about in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him will not perish, but have everlasting life. I have heard it said, if it is God who justifies you, who can bring a charge against you? So if we are trophies of God's grace, who can stand against the power of an almighty God? Stand firm. This has been Dean's Devotionals. For more, visit our Facebook page, God's Great Outdoors, Trails to Adventure. Time now for the Ministry Minute. Trophies of Grace is a great attractant to get hunters that love antlers to come to a special event. If your church is looking for a great addition to an outdoorsman's outreach, you need to give Randy a call. Look them up at trophiesofgrace.org. Trophies of Grace is sponsoring a great event in Cottage Grove, Minnesota, on the southeast side of the Twin Cities on April 1st. The world record display will be there for viewing. You can find out more information on the Trophies of Grace Outdoors Facebook page or at the trophiesofgrace.org website. This will be a one-of-a-kind event. If you're within driving distance, you won't want to miss it. This has been your Ministry Minute. We've all been made with an attraction for the things of God's great outdoors. A pretty flower, a beautiful sunset, or a stunning waterfall. For most deer hunters, big antlers are one of the things that they crave seeing. Like big antlers on the wall, once we've made a choice to follow Jesus, we've become a trophy of God's grace, and His love shows through us. If you've never made the choice to follow Him, don't let this chance go by. Thank you for being with us on this week's Trail to Adventure. Join us again next time as we explore the things of God's great outdoors. For your host, Dean Hulse, I'm Adam Erickson, saying God bless.